Welcome to Power of the Word Ministry, a radio broadcast from the Good Hope Baptist Church family in Patterson, Louisiana, where Pastor Patrick T.R. Jones serves as shepherd of the house. Join us Sundays at 7:45 for worship, 9 to 10:15 for Sunday school and breakfast afterward, and again at 11 a.m. for worship at our sanctuary at 908 Washington Street in Patterson. Every second Sunday is Communion Sunday. Children's Church is every third Sunday, and Mission Sunday is every fourth Sunday. Also, Mission Fellowship is on Mondays at 5 p.m. Also, meet us here on Wednesdays for Bible study, beginning with prayer from 5:30 until 6, and Bible study from 6 until 7. But now, however, it's time for the Word. Here is Pastor Patrick Jones with this week's message. Here is guest speaker, Minister Michael Taylor, Sr.
Once again, good to be found in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Yes.
For sure, He's truly amazing.
Yes.
I come to you today in no form of fashion, but as a servant of God, also a messenger of God with a message.
Yes.
I thank God for the opportunity. Also, I thank the pastor. Forgive me the opportunity to stand in front of you to bring some words of comfort. And I thank God also for waking each and every one of us up in this morning in our right frame of mind to see this blessed day to come to worship today. Thank God for peace. The world don't know the peace you have within. Only God knows. And also I thank my wife for this beautiful, beautiful lecture she brought forth.
Amen.
Your word is a witness. Can we all stand, continue standing for the reading of the Lord's word? And if we turn our attention to Acts chapter 9, and I'm going to be reading verses 10 through 19, also we're going to drop down to verse 26 through 30. And the word of the Lord says, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street, which is called Street, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul, or Tarsus. For behold, he prayed, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias asked, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to my saints at Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priest to bind all that called on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way that thou comest, thou hast sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes as if they had been scaled. And he received sight for wit and arose and was baptized.
Yeah.
And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Now let's drop down to verse 26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he had said to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he was with them, coming in and going out of Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forward to Tarsus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, I pray that all the words that come out of my mouth would be none of me but all of you. And ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you allow me today to use as a topic, God can change anybody.
Amen.
Now, the ninth chapter of the book of Acts is one of the most well-known accounts of the working of God. Chapter 8, Acts chapter 8 through 10, Luke, the writer of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, has set his pen and focus on convicting and converting the power of the Holy Spirit. Putting these stories together, Luke is trying to share one deep truth that God can change anyone. We all can be honest and acknowledge that you haven't always been who you see today and not you of yesterday. God can change anybody. Let's go get into chapter 9 and hear how the Lord has changed Saul. If you don't know what Saul is, he's known as Paul. He's known as writing scriptures such as, all things work together for the good of them that love him. But he wasn't always that Paul. He started out as a brother named Saul. To fully understand and appreciate Paul without knowing Saul, you can't allow yourself to be discouraged by the criticism of people who don't know where you come from and don't know what you went through.
Come on, man.
Let me repeat that one more time. You can't allow yourself to be discouraged by the criticism of people who don't know where you come from and you don't want what you went through. Don't know what you went through.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's go back to Saul. In Acts 7, we go to Stephen. He's one of the first preaching deacons. And he's on trial. And he's falsely accused of blasphemy. And he's being tried by the high priest. And he's found guilty to be stoned to death. So they escort Stephen outside of the city to be stoned. But in order of the priest to get comfortable, he takes off their clothes and hand them to Saul. He makes it, after stoning of Stephen, he makes it his life goal to persecute other Christians. Saul believes that the calling on his life is to stop the growth of this Jesus name. So he, with violence and hatred for those who call on the name of Jesus and God. Now, a light shines from heaven and hits Saul and he falls to the ground. And he heard a voice say, why? As you persecuted thou me. He's trembling and asked, what wit thou have me to do? She said, arise and go into the city. He's blinded by the light, and he rose from the earth, and he saw no man. Brought him to Damascus 3 days, no food or drink.
Yes.
Certain disciple at Damascus, Ananias, the Lord came to him in a vision. Arise and go to a street called Straight. For one called Saul. Ananias told the Lord, this man Saul, he is evil. Amen. And he is arresting and bounding men, not only men, but women. And he has authority from the chief priests. So the Lord told Ananias, Saul, don't worry about Saul. I got him. Don't worry about Saul right now. Because he's now praying. And he's on his knees. So Ananias went and entered into the house, put hands on him to be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive his sight. Immediately fell from his eyes like steel and received his sight. Now we go to verse 26. They heard all the evil that he had done to the disciples and they didn't believe.
Amen.
But Barnabas witnessed and Damascus Road. And he vouched for him. You know how hard it is to get somebody to vouch for you? God can take someone the world calls a nobody and change them into somebody. That, I think that needs to be repeated once again. God can take someone the world calls a nobody and change them into somebody.
Amen. Yeah.
There's a song that the choir sings, and my sister in law Shirley, she sings. She says, a change has come over me.
Yeah.
A change
yes.
has come over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful change. God, he can knock you down and pick you up. Saul, on the road to Damascus, he was convicted, he was converted, and also he was commissioned. Now, Barnabas said, and you can believe in Saul because he had been humble. And the Greek word, the Hebrew word, means being knocked down, means humble. But he's praying now, he's on his knees. Nothing will change your life more than to be humble and knocked down. Sometimes you got to be knocked down. Now you might believe that a man or a woman that you don't know or never encountered, that he or she might change his or her life. But it's hard to believe in when it's someone who's been your enemy. Let it be someone who's done you wrong time and time and time and time again. Someone who used you without a second thought. You don't believe they're going to change. You don't believe, but they got a reputation. You know how they always say, you got a rep. You got a rep. You got a reputation. If your reputation is like this, that's what people are going to think you are like that. We doubt and don't believe in change because we know how difficult it is for us to change ourselves. I think that needs to be repeated one more time too. We doubt and don't believe in change because we know how difficult for us to change our ways.
Right.
Now we fall victim to the old saying that the old people used to say back then. You can't teach an old dog a new trick. Or that zebra or that tiger can't change this stripes. You can tell God is changing someone because they don't hang with people that they used to hang with. They don't talk the way they used to talk. Their vocabulary is not like a sailor. We know what to say. You do this like a sailor. But you don't hear that from the people because a change, that's what I'm sure to say, a change has came over me. You're not worried about who's zooming who. Or you're not worried about who got drop kicked. Barnabas tells the disciples that he's praying now. And all this talk is about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you get on the phone with your boy or with your girl, and you're talking about this or you're talking about that, but your change talk. Your talk changes.
Yeah.
All you want to talk about is the glory of God. How good God is. What God has done for me.
Yeah.
How God has saved me. How God has put his hand on me. Well, he did something for me, and he saved me from myself.
Yes.
God is good. God is so good.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we see all the things that are going around in the world. We see all kind of rumors of war, disasters happening, this or that. But God, he's in control of everything. Everything he's in control with. You know, I listen to that Pastor C sometimes, and he said on the radio, he said, it's feel good to feel good. It feel good to feel good. It doesn't matter how somebody else feels about you. As long as you feel good about yourself, and you know God is on your side, and he's keeping you, he's blessing you, he's making you so good inside. You said, Lord, I sure thank you. And I'm about to close with this. I get excited when I get up here. I get hungry for God. He wants us to get hungry for him. He wants us to get hungry for him. And he's so good to us. He's so good. He's so good. The doctor might give you a bad report. You might get a bad report from the doctor. All of a sudden, you get on your knees. Like Paul is doing right now. You get on your knees. And you say, Lord, I know you got more for me to do. I know you got more for me to see. Now the doctor comes back again, and he examines you, and he looks at your report, and he's wondering, wow, You made a drastic, you made a big change for me. When I checked you the other day for what I see today. And all you say, I've been praying, doctor. I've been praying. I've been on my knees. I've been talking to God. And God will heal any situation that you have. He will heal you. He will heal you.
Yes, he will. Come on, Tim.
God can change anybody.
Amen.
Jesus. They falsely accused him. I'm about to say that. They falsely accused this man. He didn't do no crime. He did miracles. He healed the sick. He made the blind see. He made the lame walk.
Yeah.
But they falsely accused him. They took him from courtroom to courtroom to courtroom. And they knew this man was innocent. With no crime.
You've been listening to The Power of the Word, a radio ministry from the Good Hope Baptist Church of Patterson, where Patrick T.R. Jones is the pastor. Please join us again next week at this same time. Also look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages for later study. Thank you.